Well, we've been in a series on prayer and been talking about the prayer of faith, and we're going to continue that tonight. Mark 11, verse 22, we'll start there, connect with where we were last time, go over some of that, and then go a little bit farther. It says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.'" So we're talking about prayer. Faith works by saying it, works by praying it. Don't get legalistic. Do what God tells you to do. You know, just be led in every situation. Let's read verse 23 again. It says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." So this is talking about saying the word. But look at what it, I just don't want to point this out because I may come back to it. It says, go ahead and put verse 23 up again. "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart." So believing and not doubting. Doubting is not having faith, is wavering. So believing, that's talking about saying, but that goes in any area that you're going to have faith. "Does not doubt in his heart," but so he doesn't doubt, but he believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So you believe. I'm going to say more about that. You don't doubt. Then verse 24, it says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray," so you're praying, going to God the Father, "believe that you receive them and you will have them." So you believe something, and that's how you get what you're praying for. It doesn't just say pray and you'll get. Take all these together. We're going to be reading more verses tonight. It's in faith. So when you're praying, you're not, number one, you're just not praying and hoping or wishing, but you're praying believing. And the only way you can believe is by knowing what the word says, because you're praying to God, so you're believing something that he said. That's the only way you can have faith. So in other words, you're not just going to God, asking him for something and wishing it would happen. That's not faith. And you can't go to God unless you have grounds to go to him. That's how you're going to be sure. So we went over some of these things. Faith means persuasion. It means confidence. It means assurance. So faith is being persuaded or being convinced or being confident of something. So when you go to God and you're asking, we're talking about the prayer of faith, so to pray to get something, you're praying confidently, persuaded, convinced. So that's faith. That's how you're praying. You can't have faith unless you know what God said. So you can't go to him and just make something up. So you go, "Well, I asked for this," or somebody said, "Well, somebody asked for this," or "I asked for this and it didn't happen." See, it doesn't. Were you convinced? Were they convinced? Were they persuaded? People have talked, people have walked away from God, said, "Well, they were in a tight place in life, and maybe they just threw up a prayer and was like, 'God, do this.' And then it didn't happen. They're like, 'Why? God didn't answer my prayer.' Well, was it in faith? Could you believe it? Or was it just kind of like, I hope this will happen. Wish." That's not the same as what this is happening. It said, if you'll pray in faith, then it will happen. Not doubting, but you believe something. And the only way you can believe it when it concerns God is that he told you, either through his word or prompted you by his spirit, which will also line up with his word. In other words, not something off from left field that you're just like, "Well, let's just ask God for this," and he didn't say anything about it. You can't really have faith. In other words, you can't be convinced that'll happen. We said this. That's a good just test. Am I convinced? Am I confident? Am I persuaded? That's where our faith is where confidence is. Where's my confidence? What am I confident is going to happen? If it's like, "Well, I'm not confident of anything," well, that means I'm in this area, I need to go to the Word, find out what He said, then base my, I believe what He said, now I can go to Him. But if it's like, I just don't know, well, then don't just pray, because if you just pray and not being in faith, nothing's going to happen. Sometimes we rush to pray because we feel pressure, but if we're not going to pray in faith, it's not going to do anything. And it's actually going to help, it's going to hurt us. Because then when we prayed and nothing happened, we're going to say, well, I tried that. Now when you go to pray, in the back of your mind's like, well, I did this before. Well, I'll try it again. And then that keeps happening. Then your confidence is zero. You're like, that actually hurts you. So it hurts me. Don't be in a rush to pray. Get confident. And then here is the thing. Pray where you're, if you're going to pray where you're confident. You may want it out here and say, well, this is what is possible. It's not about what's possible. It's what where you're confident. So if you're confident here and this is possible and somebody else prayed and they got this, that doesn't matter, because it's still, if I'm praying not in confidence for something this and I'm really not persuaded and I'm not convinced and I'm not confident, I'm not praying in faith. So it'd be much better to come back here, get it, go on. Now I've got some confidence. Not only I prayed in that, but I got it. Now I got something under my belt. Now I go to the next thing. Now I got some momentum. So much better than reaching for something where my faith is just not there. And just if we'll be honest enough about where we're at, because it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it. What matters is where we're really at. I mean, I'd rather get some results than try to look good, acting like I'm looking good, praying, but I'm not going to get any results. I mean, that's the way it is in anything. I mean, I'd rather act like I played soccer when I grew up, and, you know, soccer's real popular in some areas of the world. Still, the United States doesn't hold a candle to football. Yeah, I don't know about baseball now, but basketball, you know. Worldwide, though, it was popular. Well, I played, you know, decades ago, but just like in any sport, you could get really nice equipment, you know, at that point. Today you can spend hundreds of dollars on cleats. That has nothing to do with whether you are good with a soccer ball or me. Back then, I mean, you want the good cleats that form to your feet and just an extension of your foot so you can touch the ball. But you can have the uniform, you can have the cleats, and have all that, but that doesn't mean you can score a goal or you're any good on the field. Well, if we're just going with spiritual things, I'm going to pray, and it sounds good, and it's a letter-perfect prayer, but I don't actually believe anything, and I don't get results, but I think I know how to pray, but I don't actually get results, then I should check up and go, wait a minute, maybe I'm reaching, maybe I'm trying to do something that I'm not there, and then now I can get help. And that's where we all have to just be. I mean, when you're in under pressure, something happens, the challenge of life comes to you, you got to ask yourself, where am I? And pray from there. Don't reach. The more trouble or the harder the pressure is, or the consequences of something not come through, that's not the time to run some tests and decide to see if you're there. You want to know, I'm there. I'm confident. We just need to be honest. So let's read a few more verses. Hebrews 11:1. We read this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. It's a substance, which means the foundation or the undergirding of things hoped for, the things in the way this is used here, the things expected, it's the evidence of things you don't see. So even when you don't see anything, you expect something because you have faith, which is the foundation under the things which you expect. So in other words, you expect something because of what you believe. In the GW, it says, faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the things, of the existence of things we cannot see. You know, somebody said, well, why would you expect that's going to happen? Because I believe something, because I prayed. That's your foundation. Well, I don't see it. Well, no, that's not my foundation. My foundation is not because I see it. It's because I believe something. In the Amplified Classic, it says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of the reality faith perceiving as real fact, what is not revealed to the senses. So faith is the assurance. It's the confirmation. Faith. What is faith? It's believing. It's being convinced of what God said. So now because I know what he said and I'm convinced of it, now I expect something to happen. I believe it. That's my confidence. And that is actually more real and more solid than what you can see. I mean, if you're basing it, in other words, confidence, if something's there and you see it, you know, well, then you have it. You don't have to believe anything. But you know as well as I do, your eyes can be deceived. My eyes can be deceived. Somebody can show you something, especially in 2026. Hello, they can give you a video and say, this happened. No, it didn't. Have you seen the videos where somebody's just asking you, is this AI? Is this real? And you see something and they have a panel of people trying to guess. And it's something really weird, you know, like, that doesn't look like that's real. And they're like, AI, it's real. And then something that looks pretty mundane and everything, but now that's AI. Or, you know, that's real. Nope, that's AI. We're there. Can't go by what you see. And, you know, people can make, there's whole performances made out of illusions. Well, what people call magic, it's illusions. It's not, in most cases, not actually supernatural. But it's just illusion. It looks like something. You're like, how are they doing that? I mean, I know I'm watching an illusion. I can't figure that out. And then you see it, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I see that. I see how that's working. But when you base it on God's word, that will never change. That will never fail. You see it, believe that. Doesn't matter what you see. God's word is solid, and so what he said, that's going to come to pass, and so that's how you expect. So let's go back to Mark 11:22, read this full through. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So you believe when you pray, so you're confident when you pray, and then you're going to have it. So when you're praying is when you're confident. Not, you're not trying to get into confidence after you pray. You're ready to pray. Let's pray. I'm going to God. I'm persuaded. I'm confident. I believe. And then it said, you believe you receive them, and then you will have them. And that's future tense. But you're confident it's going to happen because you were confident and persuaded when you prayed. And then when the thought comes, where is it? You say, I prayed. I believe it's on its way. It's coming. You know, if you ordered something online, you have confidence in the seller. You know, have you ever ordered something? You've ordered it quite a few times from somebody and you have confidence. But if you order from somebody you've never ordered from, or, you know, a vendor or whatever, and it's like not showing up, you may be like, wait a minute. Did they send it? Is it coming? I don't know. Why? Because you don't have confidence. But, you know, if it's something that happens all the time, you're like, boom, it's done. It'll be here day, 2 days, whatever it says. I'm confident it'll show up. Unless there's some unforeseen circumstances in that, I have confidence. What? And I don't constantly question, is it coming? Well, it's not here yet. Well, it's on its way. I know it'll be here. 2 days, shipping. It'll show up. You're not the whole time nervous about it. That would mean you didn't believe it in the first place. Well, it's the same thing when we go to God. After you pray, you believed you received. That's your confidence that it's going to show up. It's going to show up. Somebody says, well, where is it? It's on its way. It's coming. So I believe that. It's coming. So we don't go then all over the place. We read this. Let's read this briefly. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, so this is the prayer of faith, but just in the area of wisdom, but it just gives us a pattern. If any of you lacks wisdom, so if you need wisdom, you could say, you know, whatever else you need, let him ask of God, and this is a commentary on God here, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So let him ask of God, and it will be given to him, but let him ask in faith. So when you ask, you're convinced with no doubting. So I referred to that earlier. So you're faith, you're convinced. Well, then if you're convinced and persuaded, you're not doubting. If you're doubting, if you're unsure, you're not convinced. That's pretty clear when we talk about it like that. If you're convinced and you're persuaded, I'm not doubting. If I'm doubting, I'm not convinced. So what does it mean if I'm doubting? If I'm wondering about it when I pray, I ought to maybe get sure. So then when I pray and I ask in faith and no doubting, so verse 6, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind, for let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. In other words, he's believing this, then this, then this, then this, back and forth. I don't know. Now, does that mean you'll never have thoughts come to your head, doubts? You may have thoughts, but you got to do something with the thoughts. That's not say the same thing as your heart. You're believing with the heart. Can you put up verse 23, Mark 11, 23 again real quick? Go back to that, and then we'll go forward. It said, so this is insane, but you're saying and not praying, but it's the same concept because it's all faith. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes. So believing is of the heart. Romans, we're not going to put this up, but Romans 10 and 9, it says, if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith is of the heart. So you're believing with your heart. You're convinced in your heart, but your head might go, wait a minute, what's going on? You got to separate those two. No, I prayed, I believed, it's coming. So doubt out here, thoughts in your head, you can cast those down, those thoughts. But if you're just not convinced to begin with, don't pray. Just get convinced, and then after you've prayed, you stand on that scripture. You stand on the verses that cover whatever case you're believing for and say, no, I prayed, God's word's true, and I'm staying right there. I'm convinced, I'm persuaded, I'm just going to say that, nope, it's on its way. And so I don't look at what the circumstances are. I thank God that his word is true. So if we go forward to Mark 11, 24 in the Amplified Classic, so that last verse, we're going to read it in just a couple other verses. It says, for this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. So when you pray, you're believing that basically that's your order. You placed the order, that's what you prayed, and so now it's granted and now it will show up. We do this all the time in the natural. We order something. We believe at that point they're fulfilling it, and it's coming. That's the way we approach prayer when we're talking about the prayer of faith. In the Amplified, it says, for this reason I am telling you, whatever things you ask in prayer in accordance with God's will, so that's how you're confident, it's in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them and they will be given to you. So you receive, you believe, you receive it, you're confident, you're persuaded, then it's going to happen. Matthew 21, 21 and 22, it says, so Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, this is just another account of that same thing we read in Mark 11, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So you see that now we're going to read a number of verses, just more verses that say this is over and over and over that we see in Scripture, the same thing, that you believe, you ask, and of course, you put all these scriptures together, when you ask, you're in faith. What does that mean? That's not some religious term. It means you're believing something. It means you're convinced something. It's got to be based on what God said because you're going to Him. So why are you convinced? Not because somebody told you, because it's what He said. So whenever you go to God and you're asking, it is this. You put all these together, it's always believing. It's not doubting. And it's in accordance with God's will. There is no exception to that. And so all these times, then we see it in other areas, it's the same thing. It works the same. So look at John 14, 13. Again, it works by saying, praying. Here, but we're talking about praying specifically. Here it says, it doesn't specifically mention the Father, and you could say this is just saying it, but it's just in line with a lot of other scriptures that say ask. Yeah. Whatever, verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, there's a number of ways, a number of places that it says this exact same thing. It's saying that you ask, and then it will be done. Verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So then that would be, what is the will of the Father? That would be what you're confident of, what you believe. Because you're asking, just Jesus speaking, in his name, and that I will do. John 15, 7. As Jesus again, all these, that number of these are Jesus, said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Now, there's ones, we're going to read a couple that specifically that you're asking the Father in Jesus' name. These are saying ask regardless if you're speaking it. These, it's the same concept. Now, we're talking about prayer, but I'm reading these because it talks about asking and you receive. So that concept's the same no matter what. Just like we read in Mark 11, 22, where it said, whatever things you, whoever believes, says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So it's all the same faith. You're asking and you're receiving. So here in John 15, 7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Notice it's not saying there's an if, a maybe. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, so you know what the word says. You're in line with God. You're in line with what his will is. In other words, what his word says and what he's telling you to do by his spirit. So you're in harmony with him. And then it says, you will ask what you desire and it will, or it shall be done for you. In John 15, 16. It says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Now, it's not whatever, whatever. It's whatever in line with God's will and that you can believe. You can't just, I mean, take all the verses together because people get into trouble. They just say, well, I'm just going to ask for a Ferrari by tomorrow. Darn, it didn't happen. That's just foolish. There wasn't any confidence. You weren't in line with the will of God. So we're not playing games. Let's read that again. For you did not choose me, verse 16, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. John 16, 23. It says, in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Ask and you will receive. Ask and you will receive. Now again, you're asking what? You're believing. You're confident. You're not just asking anything. You're asking according to the will of God. But it says you will receive. So this is not just an isolated verse. This is not just half a verse. It's over and over. If you come to God, you believe, you trust him because you know what he said, you come confident, you ask, then you're going to have it. It's not just one, it's not somebody's idea. Jesus is saying it over and over. Let's look at another one. Matthew 7, verse 7. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Somebody said, well, I asked and I didn't receive. Well, look at the whole of Scripture. How were we asking? We're just throwing up something? Just throwing up a prayer? Or were we actually coming to God believing? And we're convinced and we're persuaded. Now, don't take that in, you know, be condemned and you know, we shouldn't be beat up about it. It's just an honest question, because either the word is true or it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not a religious game. It's not like, well, yeah, now it's all up to me, and I messed up, and I'm sure. No, it's just, where am I? What? So, God, you said this in your word. So how does that actually come to pass in my life? Because if we're just like playing a religious game, and let's see if we can do this, and we believe all these concepts, but when we go to actually apply it in life, it just doesn't work, then what are we doing? I don't know about you. I don't want that. Do you want that? Because that just hurts people. And when you're in a place where you're like, if somebody believes they're coming to God and then he doesn't do anything in their mind, people have reactions to that. But we can't just make it up either. We can't just make up our own rules to what's going on. God gave us his word, and we want to be in line with his word. Not what I said, not what anybody else said. It's what God said, because that's how we're going to have faith. That's how we're going to be convinced. You can't. We could be convinced based on a person's word and they're lying to us, but we could be fully convinced. See, that's not going to help. People do it all the time, right? They are sincere and fully convinced that something's going to happen because they got the impression from someone, a person, and that person, on purpose or not on purpose, is not right. I mean, somebody could be lying flat out, a con. They could be sincerely wrong themselves. But God is not a man that he should lie. If it's truly God, and we're going to his word, and we're believing what he's speaking to us by his word and prompting us, now we're on a different ground. He's not lying to us. It's solid ground. So that's where we want to be. And so as we're going to God, we don't have to make it complicated. It's just, where, what does God's word say? If he promised it, if he's provided it, do I believe that? Am I true? Let's go and let's get it and let's move on. So verse 7 again, Matthew 7, verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Again, interpret Scripture with Scripture. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Look at 1 John 3:22. It says, whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, that's a whole other thing. We got to make sure we're not just picking something out of there. You know, we ought to be in line with what he said. But you put that up again. It says, whatever we ask, we receive from him. And the rest of that verse, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. The New Testament commandment is love. We make sure we're walking in love according to what he said. You're not violating Scripture. You're not violating your heart, you know, and you will fulfill all the Old Testament statutes, the things that aren't ceremonial, the things that actually You know, that didn't change in the new covenant. In other words, we don't sacrifice blood sacrifices and things like that. It was all taken care of through Jesus. But if you love somebody, you're not going to lie to them. If you love somebody, you're not going to commit adultery with their wife, etc. That is the New Testament commandment. So when we go to pray, don't act like you're mad at somebody else and be like, well, I'm violating scripture in that. I am really ticked, but I'm going to go and get my answer. It's not going to work. It won't work. Why? Because you can't, we can't pray in faith. We can't be convinced. There's going to be something. See, our conscience is bothering us and we're like, ah, forget that. God, I need this. I'm coming in faith. No, we're not. No, we're not. You, me, doesn't matter. If we're honest and if we just get straight and be like, all right, let's get this taken care of. I got to get in the right place, right heart. It's not a works thing. It's going to harm our faith. We can't be convinced and persuaded when our conscience is bothering us. Do you see that? We're on shaky ground. It's not God withholding. If faith, being convinced and going to God, is the hand with which we receive, our hand, we're not going to be able to reach up because we're like, I'm not really convinced. And so we may not even pray at that point. So it's about our faith. And that's why it's important that we live according to the way God's word. If we violate his word and we do it on purpose or whatever, if our conscience is bothering us, it's not just that Satan is going, ooh, goody, I got you to mess up, I got you to sin. He will steal our confidence and our faith. And he knows that. So we won't be bold. Even though it's provided, even though God is not withholding, we won't be bold to be able to receive. So that's a side thing, but it's part of this. We got to make sure when we come, we want to be confident so that when we come, we are in faith. We are confident. We can pray. Give you a real practical example. If I am in an argument with my spouse, but then I'm like, God, never mind. Forget that. Let's just put that aside right now. I'm just coming to you. I know. I got to go talk to Shelly. I got to get that straight. It's not that God's withholding from me. It's just that I'm coming going, God, I need this. And he's like, well, why don't you take care of the other thing? So if we'll do that, there's no problem, right? It's like, but I don't like that. If we said that, then it's like, what? So I want to be, I want to live over here? We have to ask ourselves why. I'm not saying that's easy all the time. No. Sometimes your flesh wants to be like, let's just have it that way. I want to be ticked off and let's just go on and act like this doesn't matter. Problem is, we do have an enemy and he's not going to forget about it. He's going to nag you and he's going to hit you. And see, that's what we have to realize. It's not all God. God loves us. God's providing, but there's an enemy that's trying to trip us up, get us over here so that our faith is not effective, so that he steals our confidence. And then let's look at 1 John 5:14. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, so there we go, we're asking according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. So we're asking according to his will. That goes in line with everything we've read. And he hears us. Verse 15, if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Can you put it up in the Amplified? It says, if we know for a fact, as indeed we do, that he hears and listens to us, whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted to us the requests which we have asked from him. So we know that when he hears us and we've talked to him and asked him, then we know that it's granted. In other words, when we ask, it's there, we can receive, and it's on its way. Notice it's according to what he said. It's according to his will. It's according to what is written and what he's leading us to do, where our confidence is, where our persuasion is, where we are sure. And when we go to God based on that, we're going to God, there's no nagging, there's no like, I should take care of that. Oh, I don't really know if I can believe for that, but you know, I know somebody else did, so I'm going to try it. We're saying, no, God, you said this. I see it in your word. I believe, you know, this is how you're leading me. I'm praying. Now I'm confident. Now I'm strong there. I believe, and I know he said, I will have. Ask, and I will receive. So I'm confident, and now I go on forth knowing that I prayed, and it's on its way. It'll show up. The confidence that I have is because I believed, not because of what I see. That faith is the undergirding, is the title deed, is the foundation for the things that I hope or the things I expect, and it convinces me of the things that I don't see. So now what? Now I'm walking in faith. I prayed, and now I'm saying, God, I believe you've heard my prayer. Now I just stay there. I don't undo the prayer. I don't keep praying it over and over. I don't fret about it. I just praise God and thank God that what he said is working and it's on its way and he is good for his word. I just stay there. Amen.